on these stories at townhall.com.
The election is over. Now, what does it all mean? How are the results going to shift our nation, our state, our lives? WBOB will follow all the developments and bring all the inside stories so you'll know exactly what is happening and how it will affect you. WBOB Talk Radio.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Hey, everybody. It is Thursday. It is 2 o'clock, and that means that it is time for the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. Right here in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County, and with me is the secretary of the Duval GOP, John Kraft.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, what a week. What a past 2 weeks.
It's been fascinating.
I came in complaining to you a minute ago, and so that catch everyone else up, that I had seemed like I'd been living under a rock for the last 2 weeks, because the focus was the election and the election process as much as anything else. So every other little chore that I had, and probably you're in the same boat, all of those, the mowing of the yard, it ceased.
No mowing of yards?
Oh, yeah.
You're breaking my heart so far. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I usually go in go grocery shopping either on a Saturday or Sunday. That didn't happen. The focus was back on the election.
Exactly.
Every personal thing that you have during these last 2 weeks, if you're really involved in this sort of work, even though it is a volunteer work, you put it aside. You think there's greater things that must happen than something trivial like getting your groceries or gas in the car and things like that.
Unfortunately, there's still a lot of people out there who think that, keeping socialism out of the state of Florida is trivial. Some of them didn't bother to vote, but, you know.
And I've heard there were people both left and right that decided to do an absentee ballot and did not sign their ballots. I mentioned that to a group I was with earlier today. We had a board meeting for another group, and they said they didn't do what?
I said,
they didn't sign their ballots.
Well, and folks, we always have that. And we always have people, right, who send in mail-in ballots, and for whatever reason, it doesn't dawn on them to sign them. I guess maybe because if you've voted at the polls for a really long time, you certainly don't sign your ballot then. You sign ahead of time in order to get one.
Right.
But there were stories out there that there were 10,000 ballots received without signatures. The county of Duval rejected 10,000 ballots. No, they didn't. That's absurd. It is just media hype. You're going to hear all kinds of things. Today, we have some issues going on because, regardless of what the election results were on Tuesday, they continue to fight for every single possible. Yes, those were unofficial. Parties are fighting for every single ballot, every single vote. One of the things that's coming up, obviously, is we're looking at the possibility of doing recounts in one or more of these elections. And I'm going to be talking about that in some length here pretty soon. But in order to create more media hype and to get their workers, their backers into more of a frenzy, Bill Nelson, by email, started calling for all of his supporters throughout Florida to rise up, take the day off work, rally, and sign petitions saying that every single provisional ballot that was filed in the state of Florida needs to be counted, which kind of makes you wonder, gee, I wonder how many fake voters they sent in to do provisional ballots. Otherwise, why would this be such a big deal? Provisional ballot means that for whatever reason, it didn't look like at the time that you were qualified or you weren't able to prove who you were when you went in to vote. And
Bill Nelson should be at the forefront of knowing that.
Well, but he does know that.
And he does. If he doesn't, he's in worse shape than we
yeah,
thought he was.
Really?
And he should totally understand that a provisional ballot is that. I hand this with the provision that I can then back up my eligibility to vote.
Exactly. Exactly. And yet what we also know happens many, many times is that people do go in and they know, they may or may not know that they're ineligible, but many of them know that that is not the case. They're not registered in Florida, or they registered to vote way past the deadline for registering to vote, or they, whatever their issue. They don't live in Florida, for example, but they go to the polls and they insist on a ballot. Well, at the polling place, the workers, the managers have to give them something. You know, yep. If they insist on a ballot, we'll give it to them.
Not a problem. We'll
but
hand it to
you. But it's provisional.
And then it is to the canvassing board consisting of?
Supervisor of elections, one of the judges, and a member of the city council.
That's it. And those three put their heads together and say, before they even look at the ballot.
Oh, they don't look at the ballot.
They cannot see that ballot. It's right in that big, large pink envelope. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they take all the evidence and they say, if this passes muster, yes, we will throw it in the basket to be counted. If it does not pass muster, no, it does not count. So it's not a decision of the poll worker at the poll. It is that canvassing board that makes the final decision whether it will be submitted for counting or not.
Correct. Correct. And I got to say, I spent 10 hours at Supervisor Elections yesterday. With one of the things that we looked at was a lot of provisional ballots. And, they are the canvassing board always gives every possible doubt, everything goes if they can toward the voter. I mean,
yes.
they try to look to see, you know, is this correct? Did this slip through? Is this signature? I mean, well, it is like severely different, but look at the way they form that W on both of them, or look at this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they really go out of their way to try and make sure that as many ballots as possible
they
can
will
be counted.
Always err on the side of the voter.
Always. So, but anyway, what's going on? Bill Nelson called for that. And so there are people all over the state of Florida that are now calling for petitions to be signed. They're out signing. These people are taking time off of work, signing affidavits saying every provisional ballot should be counted. Well, that's nonsense. Not every provisional ballot is going to be counted. They can sign all the petitions and things that they want, but that's not going to make a difference. The election law is going to be followed one way or the other. And I have to say, Mike Hogan, Supervisor of Elections here in Duval County, has done an incredible job. Like I said, I was there for hours and hours and hours yesterday. The organizational of the staff over there has been superb in all of our post-election activities, and I'm very impressed. Certainly, the Republican Party has been present for these reviews of ballots, and most certainly the Democrat Party has been there, and their candidates.
I mean, rightfully should be.
Yeah, that's right. They've got their bevies of attorneys sitting here in Duval County watching everything. Now, I also understand that there's now something going on around on Twitter that people who need to take their proof of voter eligibility. For example, if you did file a provisional ballot, and they're in the entire county of Duval with several hundred thousand voters voting, there were less than 1,000 provisional ballots. If indeed you filed a provisional ballot, you were given documentation that said that you had to bring proof of your eligibility back by 5 p.m. today. And so, we still do have some Republicans, just a few, a handful, who still need to bring in their verifications, and we're trying to contact them.
And,
but,
and you need to say this affects both parties. It's not just...
Well, but no, I don't need to say that at all.
Yeah.
Because the Democrats, instead of just contacting their few Democrats that still might need to bring in verification, they're making media blasts. I've gotten calls from TV stations going, is the Republican Party, are you calling for panic mode? No, we're not. Well, there's nothing to panic about. But they are creating panic on purpose. And we're going to come back and talk more about it because we're up on a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about what's coming up with these ballots and with the recounts.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, Double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley purchased a mansion in Memphis and named it Graceland. And in Liverpool, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Four got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Bogers family opened their shoe store in Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by 3 board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. And for the month of November, the Birkenstock Boston is the shoe of the month, and you will receive a 10% discount off Dansko shoes. Some restrictions apply. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoe success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton. In the studio with me today is John Kraft. And we're talking about what's going on with the elections, the provisional ballots, the recounts, so on and so forth. I do want to mention to you, if you've got questions or comments, you can give us a call, 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. And you're welcome to join in on the conversation. Now, we've got people who are being encouraged by Senator Bill Nelson. He sent out emails asking people to leave work or don't go to work today to rally. And the purpose of their rallying is to get them worked up into a frenzy, to sign petitions or affidavits saying that they want every single provisional ballot to be counted. And obviously, provisional ballots are created because indeed they are provisional, and many of those people do not qualify to vote, and though they will not be counted. It's a big media ploy. Now, I understand that there are people here in Duval County, including Donna Deegan, out there working on behalf of the Democrats. She's got it all over her social media. Get out there, sign this stuff. We've got to get people worked up. I got a call from a couple of stations wanting to know, oh my gosh, the Democrats Party is calling for all of these things. They want to make sure that every single one of their voters gets out and proves their case to the supervisor of elections. Is the Republican doing that? Well, yeah, Republicans, I have indeed identified the Republicans who did indeed have to file provisionally, and we've contacted each one of them individually, quietly, and asked them, please, go to the supervisor of elections and get this taken care of. You got until 5 p.m. Now, another thing that is creeping up on social media that, and this is just, this is bizarre. We've got reports that they're telling people they're telling people that they have until 8 p.m. to get to the supervisor of elections office. That is not true. If anyone who is listening to this program filed their ballot provisionally, you were given notification at that time that any proof that you had to submit must be into the Supervisor of Elections office no later than 5 p.m. today, the Thursday following the election. My guess is that they're putting out this false information. Again, more fake news. They're telling people that the deadline has been extended to 8 p.m. That is not true. Supervisor of Elections Mike Hogan says that is not true. What they're doing is putting it out there and then waiting for some Democrat to go in after 5 p.m. and saying, I was told I was extended. You have to take my proof. I'm filing a lawsuit, or I'm filing whatever. This is a setup, folks. This is a setup. So get the word out here. Go take a look at some of this stuff on social media and talk about it for what it is. But just in case you have filed a provisional ballot, be aware that the time frame of 5 p.m. tonight has not been extended. Do not fall for this. Do not fall for it. It's absolute, absolute nonsense. They're manipulating the Democrat population in order to create a frenzy and in order to create their own emergency. That's remember Washington, D.C. and Nancy Pelosi and all those folks. If they don't have an emergency to get people frenzied out, they create one.
And never let an emergency go to waste.
That's right. That's right. OK, on the calls, we've got Deborah. Deborah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. The other thing I would like to know about the provisional ballots, how are we going to cross-reference the ones that have come out of state and voted in their home state and down here as snowbirds?
Well, there are cross-referencing that's done. But what they're looking for with provisionals here is that you have indeed established an address here in Florida. You've got a driver's license here in Florida. Your signature matches, that kind of thing. It is possible. No, I'm not saying that. Saying is it's possible for people to vote in more than one state, but that would not throw them into a provisional status anyway.
The thing is, I'm more concerned about people voting twice in their
and that's one of the things that the supervisors of elections and the secretary of states throughout the various states have been talking about and working on for a very long time. Remember the last time that in Florida, Governor Scott took the initiative to try and clean up our voter rolls. We made arrangements to, and there was a national movement to have, some kind of clearinghouse where we could match voter files from state to state. And good old Barack Obama, President Obama, stepped up and stopped it. So
that's interesting you say that. I don't know the exact date, but there was a woman up in Cockeysville, Maryland, that was so brazen that she ran for a position in Maryland, mm-hmm. and she actually was also a registered voter down here in Florida. They had to actually go after her because she was so brazen.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and you know, in the news, it's not uncommon during any week to see somebody who was finally prosecuted and convicted of voter fraud for voting in more than one state or for voting like 57 times in the same county or whatever it was. But, you know, it takes a while to find them. It takes a while to prosecute them. But we are going after them. And so, you know, if you do it, you do it at your own peril, because eventually it's going to catch up with you, especially now that we've got Trump in the White House and we've still got Republican leadership in charge of Florida. Yay!
Well, who's going to be the new attorney general?
Don't know. That's not my problem.
And as you say, not really my problem. I could care less. Quite honestly, I am totally concerned with the Senate. Have been from minute one, that once President Trump was there, that he could nominate for the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. and he had a Senate that would back him up. We strengthened that backup this time.
Right.
And so, and it's not just the Supreme Court. All of those federal courts of appeals, Ninth Circuit, so forth and so on, they come into play too.
Right.
So, and that is a long range. The House of Representatives, okay, fine. That's, to me, that's the impetuous group. They react quickly and sometimes kind of incorrectly. The Senate is more of a deliberative body and will have a much longer and lasting impact on the country.
And actually,
that's where I want to focus, and is on the Senate.
Right. And when you get down to it, I mean, Nancy Pelosi having a soapbox again, I don't think anything could be probably better for our votes, mm-hmm. Getting our votes out in 2020 than having that woman on TV every day. So, you know, it is what it is. But today we've got a lot of stuff they need to cover about the elections that are going on right here in Florida, and you know, what's being done, what kind of activities are going on. So, but yeah, your point about voting across state lines, it's still there. They're doing what they can, but that would not create a provisional ballot.
That's correct.
It just wouldn't. So
keep up the good work.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate
Bye.
It. Okay, take care. Again, if you have voted provisionally, or you know someone who is a Republican, have them call the Supervisor Elections Office at 630-1414. Find out if their ballot, if there's been a disposition. If there's not, they have until 5 o'clock, not 6, not 7, and not 8. They have until 5 o'clock to get down there. But I do believe that we've pretty much been in contact with every single one of our mm-hmm. Republicans that are in that situation. And it actually is not a ton of people. Again, most provisionals, it turned out, aren't
now,
Republicans.
Imagine
that.
I was speaking with a retired Navy commander earlier today, and he was retiring. He had planned on voting absentee, or vote by mail, as we call it now. And he went to the Supervisor of Elections and asked them, in my past history here in Duval County over the last, 20, 25 years, has any of my ballots been rejected for any reason?
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled it up and says, no. Every time you've voted, been absentees because you were overseas or deployed, no, they've all counted.
Right,
he
absolutely.
He said, great, then I will continue with what I have been doing. And but so, yes, there is a history. It tells you whether your vote had been accepted or not.
Right, right. And I do want to mention the reason that they're making all this noise about these provisional ballots is that we are looking at some very close vote totals. When we look at statewide, when you're looking at the races for agriculture, it's very close. You're looking at the race for U.S. Senate between Rick Scott and Bill Nelson, and I cannot believe it's that close. I don't know. I just don't get it. But anyway, and then third, the race for election for governor between Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum, that race was not really close to a recount situation. But as more and more last minute ballots are being counted, as more and more provisionals are being approved and then being counted, as more and more military ballots are being approved and being counted, it affects the totals. And those totals, what they're trying to do is get all those provisionals back in, because they know darn well most of them are Democrat votes, and they're trying to increase the Democrat numbers so that it will throw more elections into the recount situation. and we're just not going to allow it. Trust me when I tell you that the Republican Party, the campaigns, have attorneys everywhere. We have our general counsel down at Supervisor of Elections. So we'll be back. We're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Tuesday.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities say they hope a search of a gunman's home will provide more information about a possible motive for the shooting last night that left 12 people dead, including a police officer and the gunman at a Southern California bar. And one of the students who was in the bar at the time says that he had to jump over a wall to avoid being shot himself. Meanwhile, the body of that veteran sheriff sergeant fatally shot responding to the shooting, taken in a procession today from a hospital to a coroner's office. One law enforcement motorcade was providing the escort today as the body of Ventura County Sheriff Sergeant Ron Helas was driven about 25 miles to a hospital in Thousand Oaks to a coroner's facility. President Trump, meanwhile, has been ordering U.S. flags loaned to half staff until Saturday as a sign of respect for the victims. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is down 25 points. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question often asked is, what do jewelers give as gifts to their loved ones? The answer is the same kind of things everybody else gives, but for me and my family, no gift is a better crown of achievement than a Rolex watch. I've told the story about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college a zillion times, and still tell it, because it's a day I'll never forget. But I'll also never forget giving my wife the Rolex she always dreamed of owning, for a real important birthday. I also won't ever forget the handshake and look in the eye my son gave me when I handed him a Rolex when he graduated from college. I can say the same thing about the hug my daughter gave her mother and me for the Rolex she put on when she graduated from the University of Alabama. These are the kind of great memories I'll have the rest of my life, and they will too, every time they look at the Rolex on their wrist. Nothing will create these kind of memories for a lifetime better than a Rolex. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EEE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Matthew Lusk Bookseller is now open in downtown McClenny. Come see a wide selection of hand-picked used books, fiction, nonfiction, over 500 cookbooks, and the best selection of Nancy Drew in North Florida. Matthew Lusk Bookseller also sells artist oil, paint supplies, canvas, and brushes. Matthew Lusk Bookseller, US 90 at 5th Street, McClenny. Mostly open Wednesday through Friday, 11 till 7, and by appointment at 432-244-7061. 432-244-7061.
When it comes to financial advice, there are a wealth of options out there. But is the advice you're getting clear and straightforward? With Fidelity Wealth Management, you'll have a financial advisor who helps you grow and protect your wealth. We'll offer strategies designed to reduce the impact of taxes while explaining our fees and your options. And we'll always offer clear recommendations for your full financial picture. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE SIPC.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. And I'm Karen Morton. I've got with me John Kraft from the Republican Party here in Duval County. We're talking about the elections. Jose was on the line. Did he drop off? Jose, if you're listening, I'm sorry. We needed to get finish what we were talking about and get us into the break. So if you want to call back, you're welcome to 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. We will be glad to talk with you. Okay, Tuesday's elections. what a day. Duval County is particularly famous. It has its own personality. The Republicans lead in the mail-in ballots, and then the Democrats lead in the early voting, and then there's a huge push by the Republicans again on voting day. And I got to tell you, the election was exciting. We had all kinds of things going on. Our election night party over at Whiskey Jack's was amazing. A lot of people are very, very excited, and certainly as the totals came up and we had projected winners for especially for Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis, it was a great night. It really was. Now we're down to obviously the hard task of maintaining our count so that these gentlemen can be officially designated as the winners of the races, and as more and more provisional ballots are approved for counting, and as they get through the mail-in ballots for questionable signatures, decide which ones get counted and which ones don't. As we receive more military ballots, all of those things continually adjust throughout the county, continually adjust the numbers. On Saturday, they will actually release what is considered to be the official numbers for the state of Florida. And that will determine whether or not any of these races go into recount. If the difference between the two candidates is less than 0.5%, then it will be an automatic recount. If the difference between the two candidates is less than 0.25%, it is an automatic hand recount. So these numbers are extremely important, and that's why you're seeing all this scrambling. On election night, I've had a lot of comments from people. People are like, wow, we pulled it off. And we did pull it off. I think most of you listening have heard me talk about, in the last several weeks, about Duval County being targeted from organizations throughout this country. And actually, quite frankly, from outside of this country, too. But we've had organizations that are Democrat. We've had organizations and people that are socialists. And we've had organizations and people that are communists, from the Communist Party. They've supported him. They, as far as Gillum is concerned, they endorsed him, it has been quite a ride. And the amount of money, and the amount of manpower that they have poured into Duval has been unbelievable. This is not something that we could match. We couldn't. You can't match money coming in from literally all over the world. But we did our best, and the entire purpose of this was because, in 2016, Duval County was the only, Jacksonville was the only metropolitan city left that still brought in a majority vote for Donald Trump. All of our other major cities did not. It was the rural parts of Florida that pulled it off. And so because Duval, Jacksonville, was the one city that was still holding for Republicans, that is why all guns were not just trained on Florida. All guns were trained on Duval County. And everybody needs to understand that. And then, Jose, I see you back on the line. And so, hold on just a second. We'll just finish this thought and we'll get right to you. When you look at the vote counts, we literally at the end of the day had 6,000 fewer Republicans voting than Democrat. And people were freaking out about that. Except that, even when we pulled the majority for Trump in 2016, there were more Democrats that voted than Republicans. We've always had that. I mean, it's not uncommon at all. When in 2015, in the election for the city and Mayor Curry and all of the city council that are up there now, there were more Democrat votes than Republicans. It's just that this is Northeast Florida. We always get crossover votes from MPAs. We always get crossover votes from the Democrats, and we know that happens. So it is not unusual for us to not have the majority number of ballots cast. And if you look at some of the races, it fell out exactly the way it was supposed to. People are freaking out because in Duval County, and it is a shame, and I wish we could have done more about it. In Duval County, we were a deficit 15,000 votes for Ron DeSantis. However, same ballots, same county. Ashley Moody won by 9,000 votes here. Mm-hmm. And that's what normally happens in Duval County. Jimmy Patronis. Nobody even knows Jimmy Patronis. He was running for CFO. If you say, hey, did you vote for Patronis? They go, what's a Patronis? That nobody even, and people don't even know him. He won by 8,000 votes. The Republican won by 8,000 votes here. It was two elections, and actually, countywide election for tax collector. Countywide election for tax collector. Jim Overton against Mia Jones. Mia Jones, very, very popular Democrat here in Duval County. The Republican won, even though we had a deficit of ballots cast. And that is that's the way Duval goes. It is very, very common for that to happen. The only the two races that were targeted were DeSantis and Nelson. And it was obvious, and I'm going to tell you more about what I was seeing over when they were reviewing ballots yesterday. Anyway, so Jose, thank you for calling back. Thank you for being so patient. I appreciate it. Welcome to the show this afternoon.
Hey, I don't find the coincidental at all. The media doesn't talk about how much money is being put into elections. You know,
that's right.
Need the Republicans. Oh my Lord, it's the end of the world. We have to talk about it. We have to stop that. We need to vote for it. But when it's them, it's all good and it's fine. I didn't hear nobody saying anything. That's one. The other thing that I found not coincidental is every time you had a recount, out of the blue, the liberals always find 10,000 votes not counting.
Yes,
remember
yes.
Al Franklin?
Yes.
Remember Al Gore?
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the Republican wisen up and they start comparing those people's names with the death certificates of the people that have died in Florida.
Yes.
I don't find that coincidental. My question that I got for you is, how was the turnout of my community, the Hispanic? Because we're not fooling anymore and we're not buying the liberals' lies any longer. What was the percentage?
You know what?
The Puerto Ricans were going to vote. That wasn't the case.
Exactly.
There's a lot of Christians that I know that they are for Republicans.
Exactly.
Do you know the percentage?
You know what? I do not yet. And that's because they haven't, even here in just the county, there's been so much going on and so much activity that the numbers really aren't totally posted yet. So I don't have a good percentage for you. But I do know you are absolutely correct. The Puerto Ricans, a lot of Democrats were kind of, you know, like you said, wising up. People are starting to figure it out. People saw the way that the Democrats acted with Kavanaugh. That was probably the best example on the planet. And they get it. They also have seen, especially the Puerto Ricans that came here from the island, they saw the compassion. They saw the action that was taken by President Trump and Governor Scott to help them. And they know the difference. They know the difference. I'll tell you what's been happening, though, is that we've got a lot of Puerto Ricans that have moved down here from Massachusetts, from Connecticut, from New York. They're coming down and for the specific purpose of spreading that liberal thought. So that is a problem.
You know what concerned me the most is how close this election has been.
Yeah.
So that means that these people are fleeing the state that they ruined themselves, but they come with the same mentality.
Yes.
I don't get that. So as a Republican that you are, you guys got to get together and do something about it because this is mind-boggling. These people
it
are
is.
Fleeing that state, but yeah, they're coming and voting the same way. The yeah. Republican Party needs to do something because we need to stop this nonsense. Liberalism, socialism.
Well,
If I may, Jose, yes, we certainly have attempted that. But the best spokesman, I think, for the Puerto Rican or Hispanic element is persons like yourself.
Right.
I will be seen as a person just trying to further the aims of the party,
mm-hmm.
where you have lived the life and you have walked amongst those folks, and so my first ask would be that you become a more of a spokesman for the reserving. Yeah, please.
DeSantis had this Cuban American. I never saw a commercial with this Cuban American in Spanish. Why?
It may not have been in this market, but they were in Spanish all over the I-4 corridor in southern Florida. I'm not quite sure up here why they didn't do one, but they did. It was everywhere.
The Hispanic community, they need to use it a lot because the Cubans, they border Republican all the time, and there's a lot of people that is going to listen, but we need to hear that message.
Right.
Because we are very conservative.
I can tell you that they actually released some ads in Spanish that I forwarded on to several groups who wanted to be able to kind of disseminate conservative information, kind of, you know, quietly kind of thing. And so I had copies of the commercials, and we did disseminate them to some Hispanic groups
to
do that.
But anyway, let's hope the Republicans keep winning the way we are.
You know what?
President Trump 2020,
yes.
Pence in 2024, and Nikki Haley in 2030.
There you go.
So
there you go.
With the Democrats. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jose. And I hope you'll get back in touch with us. I would love to talk with you about volunteering and helping out with the Hispanic community because you're right. It's a focus that we need to have, and we'd love to work with you. So it looks like we're up for our third break.
Not again.
I know. It's like it comes so fast. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 877-64-BIBLE.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
About 17,000.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Inside Track with Duval GOP. We were just spending part of the break here kind of answering some questions on texts and checking numbers because, again, the numbers, when you look at statewide, are changing dramatically. Some more dramatically than others. Some of you may have heard that Broward County and that that totally crooked. I don't know why she's not in prison. I do not get this. The supervisor of elections in Broward County, that woman is nothing but a Democrat hack. God. She apparently has miraculously found 24,000 votes. Obviously, you know, we've got attorneys all over the place down there. But trying to check, cross-reference. I mean, this happens in every single election cycle. I don't know why. I don't know why we don't just back a truck up and say, hey, you know, like, pick a bundle. Which one would you like? I mean, this is just ridiculous. She always, in Broward County, unlike Duval, during the day in Duval County, every 10 minutes, they update the active vote count. Obviously, they're unofficial, but they update the active vote count. So we know how many people are voting literally every 10 minutes, and we know what precincts they're voting. It may not be no individuals, but we know where the people are in the precincts, and it's very interactive now. But in Broward County, they don't release any numbers during the election process. None. Zero. Zip. And so it gets a little bit easier to suddenly, magically find 24,000 ballots somewhere that, oh my gosh, you know, look what we overlooked. This is nonsense. This has got to stop. And we've got a bit of a problem because there's a 39,000 vote separation right now for governor. What about U.S. Senate?
For governor, it looks like there's about a little bit less. Well, about 38,000 is the separation. And for senator, it's even tighter than that. We're at around 16,000 votes now.
And in the vote in the race for agriculture with Matt Caldwell and Nikki Fried. Nikki Fried, by the way, was the candidate who had one issue, and that was it, marijuana. That was her entire issue, which is why she got the number of votes she got. And Matt Caldwell was ahead, and apparently right now in these numbers, and again, they're fluctuating every minute, but right now, Nikki Fried has actually pulled ahead a little bit.
She has about, I'm guessing 500, okay. Less than 600 vote separation.
Obviously, it can go back and forth with these things. So here's the deal. We were talking about vote counts here in Duval County and how totally skewed they were. We've got statewide candidates running for attorney general who wins Duval with 9,000 votes. And then we turn around and because of the targeting that was done here in Duval, DeSantis was losing by 15,000 votes in Duval County. The Governor Scott was behind about 8,000 votes in Duval County. Now, one of the things that we had a few things that were happening. We've got, as I said, we always have crossover votes. And within certain communities in Duval County, when I say crossover votes, normally this is a 12-14% crossover from people registered Democrat who actually are conservative and vote Republican most of the time. We had reports coming out of different areas of town, Northwest corridor of town, Bay Meadows area, West Kennett area, over off a university, over in Arlington. There are pockets of town where we kept getting reports of people who were being approached. They thought these people were being paid, younger people, gangs almost, being approached on the street or having them knock on their doors and say, basically, you know, you still have to get out and vote and you need to vote Democrat. And once you'd file that ballot, you need to make sure that you take a picture of it to prove that you voted Democrat, because we'll be back. Now, I've reported this. We've reported it several times. We've heard this from a ton of sources. Our problem is a lot of people who had this happen to them or knew relatives that it happened to them. Let's face it. You know, gangs coming to your door, young people coming to your door and making a comment like that. This is 2018.
That's a really nice car there you have. It sure would be a shame if anything happened to it.
Sure would be a shame if somebody drove by your house one night and shot it up a little bit. Yeah. You know, I mean, These are real intimidation tactics, and they work, and they work for a reason, because, you know, things happen right there.
Now,
it was fascinating. We did not have that crossover vote for those two elections. We did have the crossover vote for the rest. So, you know, if you think you got to take a picture to prove that you voted for the Democrat candidate for governor and the Democrat candidate for U.S. Senate, you better take a picture and prove that you voted for Bill Nelson and Andrew Gillum. But they went ahead and voted for the other guys because you didn't need a picture of that one. I mean, this thing. I firmly believe it happened. We worked with the Supervisor Elections Office on it. The Supervisor Elections did contact Sheriff JSO. Not that we could do a whole lot about it, because you can only look for people walking down neighborhoods. I mean, but it's incessant. And John, during the break, you were talking about working with JSO and the Supervisor of Elections to come up with a.
In the past, we have had these Crime Stoppers hotlines,
right?
Where you could call anonymous tips to the sheriff about criminal activity, or
right.
Tips that you knew something about an incident that had happened in the past.
Right.
And I wonder why we don't, or maybe we should start to work toward that, of having a voter intimidation or something like that hotline.
That's something that we need to work on. That's something that we definitely will work on for 2020, because this is definitely something that we wanted to pursue. We also had a couple of other issues. We had a lot of reports, more and more of them as we got closer and closer to the election, and people who were making outbound calls and people who were out knocking on doors, particularly with Republicans, were coming back and saying, "Hey, is there some kind of movement? People who were Putnam supporters who won't support DeSantis?" And at first I kind of blew it off and said, there are going to be some disgruntled people, don't worry about it. But it became more and more clear that that was potentially an issue. Again, there are ballots that are being reviewed at Supervisor of Elections Office, and suddenly dawned on me when I was watching ballot after ballot after ballot after ballot, people were voting Democrat for governor, Democrat for U.S. Senate, and Republican for everything else. I'm wondering just how many of those were the Republicans. I also became aware just before the election that there were political buttons that people were making and passing out, and they were called Republicans for Gillum. So part of this is just, I don't know, a bunch of meatheads in our own party who get some. Well, I'm not even going to go there. Who may very well have skewed the vote significantly. I tell you what, I went to a meeting with, we have a Republican club in Mandarin that meets the first Saturday of every month, and I went this past Saturday, and speaking was a seated Republican councilman, Matt Schellenberg. And somebody asked him a question about the election, and he said, and this is a quote, he said, "Let me tell you, reasonable Democrats hate Gillum, and reasonable Republicans hate DeSantis." And I came out of my chair. You have got to be kidding me. So this is the kind of nonsense. You know, we were all supposed to pull together and come together for the Republican ticket. And so there were a lot of things at play here in Duval, and I'm sure in other places as well. We are doing the best we can. I want to thank every single person who voted in Duval County, Republican, who stood up for our Republican ticket and stood up against socialism and again to keep Bill Nelson out of that U.S. Senate seat. I want to thank every single one of our volunteers, and we had hundreds of them that worked throughout this county, worked their backsides off to get things done.
And I would like to challenge all of those that voted and that didn't get involved. What did you do to further the aims of the party?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, I get one more call about telling me what we should have done, and I've never heard of you before. Don't bother.